President Trump's travel ban has a lot of critics, but also plenty of supporters. Mark Krikorian is in that second category. He's executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, a group that favors strict curbs on immigration, and he supports the ban.
First of all, it's just a temporary pause. That's the point. This isn't the policy about how we're going to screen people coming from countries where there's very active jihad terror groups. This is the hitting the pause button to give us a breather so we can figure out whether the screening that we do now and the way we handle this is appropriate or whether it needs to be tightened. This isn't some kind of radical departure or frankly even an indication of what the actual policy 3 or 4 months from now will be.
Okay, so you think that the reaction that we're seeing right now is an exaggerated reaction, so people are kind of hysterical?
Yeah, frankly, I mean, I didn't use the word hysterical, you did, but yeah, I think it is hyperbolic, let me put it that way. There are only 109 people who were detained in transit, and most of them have been let into the country, and the remainders have already been returned to the airports they came from. This is, you know, it seems to me is being made into a much bigger deal than it is. Now, if 3 months from now or 4 months from now, there's a policy that says, you know, anybody who fasts during Ramadan should not be let into the United States, well, that's ridiculous, and I'll be against it then.
How are you feeling and dealing with just the humanity of this? Most of the guests on this show are against the ban. We've been hearing from students who aren't allowed to go back to university, from scientists who can't get to academic conferences, from a bride who can't get her relatives into this country to attend her wedding. I mean, does that reach you at all?
I'm not saying that it's pleasant that I'm sort of cackling in glee that people are having difficulties. Of course, it's going to create inconveniences for people. There's no question about that. But no foreign citizen has any right to come to the United States, none whatsoever.
Does it worry you at all that it looks like ISIS is already using this as a recruiting tool?
Yeah, you know, ISIS doesn't need further reasons to be able to try to recruit people to their cause. And when you look at the fact that other Muslim nations, Egypt, for instance, and Saudi Arabia, are not really airing any complaints about this because it's the kind of things that countries, all kinds of countries do, including Muslim countries. If this were a Muslim ban, then you'd have a good case for that. I'd have to say that the news coverage of this is what's helping ISIS to the extent it's helping them at all by describing it.
So we shouldn't cover it?
As a Muslim. No, I'm not saying you shouldn't cover it. I mean, it's none of my business to tell you what you should cover or not, but I'm saying describing it in shorthand as a Muslim ban or even taking that kind of description seriously without challenging it does, in fact, to the extent there's any of this has any effect on what ISIS does or doesn't do, is more likely to be helping them than the actual policy.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much for
taking
the time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Mark Krikorian is executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies.